This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Don't think that we should take for granted Jim Comey's public statement that it was careless. The FBI director's job is to conduct investigations, and if he has, if they develop evidence that support charges, they bring those charges and back them up in court. For Jim Comey to come out and make that kind of public statement about someone whom the government is going to charge is completely inappropriate, and I think actually, you know, arguably violates DOJ and FBI rules.
Well, I guess we're still, you know, stunned by this. And, you know, Scott, as we were talking, you know, with Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch, and everybody needs to keep in mind, Judicial Watch has been, you know, the tip of the spear on this whole deal. Thank God for Judicial Watch, or we wouldn't even have had the information that we have to this date. I mean, they have fought at every turn, you know, FOIA requests, they've hung in there, all the work, hard work that their attorneys have put into this to try to get down to the truth. And again, lest you think differently, the truth matters. I mean, it's what we decide and choices that we make in our lives and in our country. And we're making choices based on deception. And this has been going on for a long time. I mean, it's one thing to be deceived because we just don't have the right information. You know, it's, I like John Naisbitt. John Naisbitt has one of my favorite quotes. He says that we are drowning in information, but starved for knowledge. Isn't that profound? We're drowning in information, but starved for knowledge. And but that's just in the overall cascade of appreciating what that statement represents. But it goes deeper than that. Scott, you have a thought?
Nope, yeah, the okay. Former that's from former Department of Justice spokesperson and Clinton supporter, right. Matt Miller. So,
yeah, for him to make that statement that that he says that Comey's presser today violates DOJ and FBI rules. I mean, whoa, you know what are we saying here? You know that you know here he is. He presents the case and then you know becomes the judge and jury himself.
Well, he
I'm talking about Comey right now.
Yeah, yep. He took a lot of heat off of the other people. I mean, now Obama and the Attorney General, they can all just go with his recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could just say, well, yeah, he, you know, we looked at it too, and there's no way we can follow through on any of this.
Well, here they go. I mean, they've had over 100 investigators on this. I mean, God only knows how much it cost, you know, the people, you know, to pay for this and to come out with this kind of information. You know, I think is an insult to the people's money and all our hard work. And not only that, but the hard work of other people that were truth, you know, like Judicial Watch in trying to get down to the truth. I mean, you know, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton will all say, hey, we want to make sure we don't ever do this again. We get down to the bottom, whether it's Benghazi or whatever issue that we're dealing with. And all that is just political rhetoric. They're not interested in the truth. They're interested in sustaining their situation. And in this case, you know, Hillary Clinton's going for the, you know, the brass ring here. And she's going for the Oval Office. And, you know, they're not going to put that in jeopardy, not to mention the fact that, hey, if she was indicted, what this would do? I mean, the FBI would single-handedly take down the Democratic Party, and it would create damage that could... It could last for a couple of decades, you know, clearly, because I think that what happens once they start pulling that string of deception, Scott, it goes deep and it goes long. And, you know, and I don't think they're going to, you know, they're going to do everything they can to protect, you know, just even the initial pull of the string that, like you said, goes to the White House, as Chris revealed, you know, 18 emails President Clinton got from Hillary Clinton's private email. He's the president of the United States. You mean to tell me? Yeah, Obama. You mean to tell me that he's not going to notice this and say like there's a violation going on? I mean, too many people have been asleep at the wheel here.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy day after America. Good to have you along with us. It's Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You could be in the running for that DVD Blu-ray movie, The Risen, and excellent movie, highly recommended, and it can be yours absolutely free just for sending me an email. Make sure you include your address and say, look, at Martinez, put me in the running. Put me in a hoppa. I want to be in a hoppa to try and, you know, win that DVD Risen. Absolutely. You know, so all the best to you. Get that email to me right away. Liz Pink is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
Just great. Thank you. Back from vacation. And it's a tough slog.
Well, what, I mean, you're no longer in Nantucket. I thought you were, you made it back into the city. Yes.
No, I'm in Nantucket, but I'm tuned back in after being in Europe for a week, during the whole Brexit excitement and, you know, being pretty fascinated by what's going on over there. So, I kind of tuned out of American politics for a week, and honestly, it's very refreshing.
Yeah, but you know, but then you were in Europe, so you got a taste of you know, English politics there with all the you know, the stuff there, and to be at the ground level, right there in the epicenter of it all, I imagine quite eye opening.
Well, it not only is eye opening, but I have to say it's even more convoluted than what's been going on here, as your listeners probably know. In the wake of a vote to leave the European Union, which caught everybody by surprise, possibly no one emerged as most surprised than the people who'd been pushing exactly that outcome. So Boris Johnson, for example, who was expected to become Conservative Party leader, announced he would not run and to become Prime Minister after David Cameron's resignation. Nigel Farage, who is the UKIP or Independence Party leader, similarly stepped down from his post, and both those guys were supposed to be the big winners in this vote. So the whole thing has been kind of astonishing. And now Europe, of course, is focused, as is the United States a little bit, on upcoming votes in Germany, Austria, France. There are a number of countries where belonging to the European Union is not popular and where nationalist or right-leaning parties are really causing headaches for typically kind of middle-of-the-road social democrat kind of parties running those countries. So it's, I think there are a lot of parallels to what's going on in the United States. I was thinking yesterday that being in New York for a couple of days and then being up here in Nantucket, I have not seen a single Trump red hat. And that doesn't mean that there aren't supporters. It means people are afraid to acknowledge that they're a supporter, or embarrassed or whatever. But, you know, the same thing was true with Brexit. The polling showed people were embarrassed to admit that they might vote to leave the EU, and that's what they did.
It was pretty contentious. I mean, the polling reportedly was so close
But the pollsters really missed it, as they are missing it here, you know, as they always do. I mean, they run the whole gamut. They see the polls through their heart as opposed to their brain, and they start coming up with numbers, you know, initially very, very tight. And there's a 4% difference. And, Liz, as you know, 4% in the world of polling is humongous.
Yeah, and there are just so many unknowns between now and November. I mean, on the Republican side, clearly, as I think you and I have discussed, I've never seen a candidate who has his own future so squarely in his own hands. I mean, Trump really determines how Trump does in the sense that he either kind of charts a little bit more traditional path here for the next several months, sounds presidential, stops all this insane tweeting about matters that don't impact the nation, only impact his own businesses, et cetera, or he doesn't. And, you know, people are weighing on him and trying to prod him into being, if you will, more presidential, more respectable, whatever. And people say, well, won't that make him boring? That's fine. Donald Trump is never going to be boring. At this point, we all know that he's sort of an outside-the-box candidate pushing for change in some really unusual areas like trade. He doesn't need to be quite as outlandish, if you will, for the next several months. On the Democrat side, you know, it totally, what is going to happen with the FBI? Are they just going to take a pass on this whole Clinton scandal? Is President Obama going to continue to be as popular as his numbers show right now? That is so much a function of the media. And it's just astonishing to me how really kind of prestigious newspapers like the New York Times, which of course have always been liberal, have just lost any sense of, you know, neutrality in this contest. I mean,
yeah, there's no objectivity.
Really the,
you know, right.
No, and the piling on is such that I begin to wonder if this isn't going to backfire, because how many articles can you have about the soft side of Hillary Clinton, the appealing side of Hillary Clinton, when really all your readers know it's complete bunk? I mean,
yes.
You know, I can't imagine that it won't ultimately kind of take a toll on the credibility of their readership, which is probably mostly in Hillary Clinton's camp anyway. But anyway, I mean, it's a pretty fascinating contest, and now we're coming up so on top of the conventions, and this is going to be in your face 24/7, which is why I was very happy to take a time out. But yeah. I don't think I missed anything.
No, not really. It's, you know, it's been business as usual, the same old stuff. Although, I mean, I don't know if you caught the Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch, you know, meetup. I mean, it just happened to happen. I mean, Liz, I mean, you know, with those kind of odds, you and I are liable to be on the tarmac together here, you know, as I'm heading to Ireland or something, you know. It's just,
that's true, and Phoenix is such a hub, let's face it.
Well, it really is, and then plus I'm going to wait, you know, one of us has to wait at least 30 minutes for the other for it to kind of just be one of those happenstance moments, right?
You know, it's, you know, honestly, it's such a Clinton moment because they really do think they're above the law. That's really the bottom line, and you know, people may vote for Hillary Clinton in spite of that. To me, it is just horrifying that someone with so many corrupt incidents in her background, incidents that the New York Times would have you believe are the product of right-wing scaremongering, et cetera,
yes.
You know, it's just horrifying. And it really was just another sort of data point and a long series of the laws extend to the little people, but not to me.
Well, and it is amazing because who she's trying to champion is the little people, you know. And
yeah,
you go, wait a minute, it's your policies that's absolutely crushed them. You know, you've ignored the little people, but all of a sudden you come down from your ivory tower, you know, claiming to be broke, driving around in your multi-bazillion dollar Gulfstreams, you know, on demand and everything else, garnering speaking fees that are unconscionable. I mean, you know, it's like, how do you get these kind of speaking fees, Liz? I mean, you know, unless you're peddling influence and, you know, 10 nights in the Lincoln bedroom.
Well, they have done that. Been there, done that.
Yes. Well, they do it so well. I mean, you know, hey, look, at you put it out there, and if the people want to buy it, then keep buying it. You know, I guess why not? Maybe Barack Obama's just jealous that he hasn't quite been able to leverage that part as well as she has.
He's learning at the foot of the master.
There it is. More with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. 3 hours from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us for the ride here as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, because it's just that doggone important. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com, and the Fiscal Times continues. Liz, you're there in Nantucket. How was the 4th of July celebration there?
Oh, it's wonderful. There is no place in the country more red, white, and blue than Nantucket. And very old-fashioned. You know, little villages have parades, and everyone flies flags anyway. This is sort of just a community that is traditionally very out front. I got to tell you, though, I went to a dinner party a couple of nights ago, and as we sat down, about 20 people in the room, one woman stood up and played off her iPhone God Bless America being sung by Marilyn Horne, and the entire company was quiet for about the 6 or 7 minutes that took. And I got to tell you, it was the most stirring, unusual kind of moment. It is so beautiful. I really recommend to your listeners, if they have a free minute or two, download Marilyn Horne singing God Bless America, because it is gorgeous. And, you know, you just sit here in this country and think, in fact, when I was in France last week, I was thinking, you know, where else would you really want to live these days? Not many countries offer not only the opportunities, but the security of this one. And, boy, we've seen that in the last couple of weeks.
Well, Ted, we interviewed Star Swain. I don't know if you heard about her. She is a vice principal of a school here in Florida, and she was with her family at the Lincoln Memorial, and she's a bit of a musician and has had a background in singing, and says, wow, the acoustics here are great. And then her family, oh, you got to sing, you got to sing. Her video has absolutely gone viral. Her connection with the lyrics of our national anthem, very Whitney Houston-like. And I think she's had over 15 million views of of the singing of that song. So we've got to look up, I'm going to look up Marilyn Horne, but probably in the same way, in the same spirit, each word was captured and expressed through song in such a special way. It brings a dimension and understanding of what our country is all about. And I think that's what's missing, you know, with millennials, and missing with some people who have bought into this verbiage that America is less than, when you have to look back historically. I mean, to hear Hillary Clinton apologize, you know, like Barack Obama, for America, it's like, wait a minute, how disconnected from the history of this country are you?
Yeah.
Yes, have we made mistakes? Are we human? Hey, yeah, absolutely. We'll be the first to admit it. But, okay, if you're going to start talking about the bad things, let's talk about all the great and exceptional things that this country has known for. It's put its life, its blood, its treasure on the line, and not only you've done great things for this country, but for people around the world, Liz.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. I'm reading a book now called The Price of Prosperity, Why Rich Nations Fail and How to Renew Them, by Todd Buchholz. And it's a very interesting sort of thought process about the wealth of, as countries become wealthy, birth rates fall. When birth rates fall, countries invite immigrants in. It's not an anti-immigrant book at all, but it's about the change, way that impacts a country's culture. And I think I haven't gotten to the end of it, but I'm pretty sure the resolution of this is really celebrating those institutions and events, like celebrating the 4th of July, that have to do with the culture of the country that you're living in. And, you know, unfortunately, it's become corny to have the kinds of moments like I discussed with a woman, by the way, who emigrated to this country from Eastern Europe probably 50 years ago and has done extremely well. Her husband is a very wealthy fellow. But, you know, the embrace of traditional American values is now sort of portrayed on the left as something that is xenophobic or anti-immigrant or whatever. It isn't. It's an embrace of what makes this country great. And
exactly.
I think when, you know, you and I, if we have any influence at all in this country, really need to use it to say, hey, everybody who is in the United States came here for the same reason. It is because there is opportunity. And the most dangerous thing of all is this message that is being spread by Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders that opportunity doesn't exist, and they have truly false data to present that case. Data about income inequality and the lack of mobility, which is based on numbers which you and I could spend an hour discussing, having to do with how we tax people and whether we tax subchapter S corporations as individuals or not, stuff that makes everyone's eyes glaze over. But the numbers are phony, and I know why. And I can tell you how I know that, because I meet people in New York City every week who have come here with nothing, and they are now sending their kids to medical school, and they have enormous optimism about the future of the country and the future of their children. That is the United States we live in. And
exactly.
You know, I just think this is my rant. Obama gets to have rants. This is my rant. I mean, we really need in this country all these people who have benefited from being here need to make that message clear and to embody it in various kinds of, again, celebrations and institutions. Take your kids. You know, one of the things that I think is so sad is that there are lots of ways to encourage your children to know and appreciate the history of the country, including going to historical sites like the Whaling Museum in Nantucket or, you know, the, go to Williamsburg in Virginia, where, you know, the country started and kind of explore the traditions and heritage there. Because then kids, you know, look at Hamilton, the musical.
Exactly.
An entire generation fired up about the founding of the country. One of the most fascinating stories in the history of mankind, literally.
Yes.
So it's worth it.
Well, the other thing, too, Liz, to your point, is immigrants. Immigrants hear this narrative, and it's a disconnect. They wonder, number one, where they've landed, because here it is, all this opportunity. They got their kids going to college. They're doing well. They maybe came here with, you know, $100 sewn into their underwear type thing. And, you know, it's just incredible stories, one story after another. And this is happening today. We're not just talking about what happened, you know, 56 years ago. You know, this is happening today, and people are grateful, and they're proud to say that they are an American, as Lee Greenwood sings. I mean, it is. It runs across the entire divide and demographics of this great country of ours. I mean, we are a melting pot. I mean, the mosaic is absolutely gorgeous when it is unified. But, you know, as you're reading in your book, The Price of Prosperity, it's really no different than what we read in the Old Testament about the Table of Nations. And what happens is that nations start to do well. They begin to see things according to their own eyes. They get themselves in trouble. They go into chaos. They get enslaved. They cry out to God. God sends them some help. All of a sudden things turn around again, and they go through this cycle time and time again. And here we are, you know, for those of faith and have read the book of Judges, where America is right now is typical of what occurred back then.
Yeah. And we do, need to pray for some guidance here.
Yes.
I must say, because right now the political future looks pretty grim. I have written recently about why I would be voting for Donald Trump, and it really has to do with the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
I think
yes.
A lot of people who find Donald Trump distasteful personally or whatever need to remind themselves that a Hillary Clinton presidency will not only fill Judge Scalia's seat, but possibly as many as three others in the next 4 to 8 years. And that is a really frightening thing to me. And I was telling somebody this the other day, a group of people, and somebody said, well, what are the issues that really worry you the most? And that's a reasonable question. And to me, there are issues like abortion, which are not on the table. I mean, I think that has been decided. That's not going anywhere. But states' rights and the abuse of executive power are incredibly important issues. And we have seen that in recent rulings that have to do with Obama's executive orders, which the Supreme Court said, no, you've gone too far, or EPA regulations that say, no, you've gone too far.
And when they said he went too far on that immigration issue, it was only a 4-4 split. I mean, it could come back and live another day, Liz. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Liz Peek, I'm Bill Martinez, live 29 after right now.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business.
Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, good to have you along with us. And remember, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where all the information is. And you want to be in the running for that free Risen DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away. We got plenty to give away. Just drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address and tell me that, look, if you want to be in the hoppa for the Risen DVD, we'll get you in there. And all the best to you. We've got Dan Perkins with us right now. He's a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. Dan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you for having me on again.
I'll tell you, always good to have you on, and particularly, boy, I'll tell you, after all this stuff that's swirling around, I mean, if James Comey did not do us a favor, it was that he didn't give us the whole truth and nothing but. He just left so much up to conspiracy, and the blogosphere is going absolutely nuts.
I agree, and I would say to you, Bill, let me give you an example, how this feels. Do you remember what happened when we had Justice Roberts?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Change the law in order to find a way to approve Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Weren't we terribly disappointed?
Yeah, exactly. To the point that he's become a verb, you know, and in the same case, I believe we've been Justice Roberts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what he did is he basically rewrote a law in order to accommodate not indicting Hillary Clinton. And the FBI doesn't write the law. The Congress writes the law. But the only way that he could excuse her behavior is this issue of intent. And how does anybody determine the issue of intent? How do you look into a person's soul and in their heart and decide whether or not they're intending to subvert and to hide and secret information or make it available to anybody who wants it? How do you determine that intent? And that was the basis. That was the basis of his decision, is that he believed under the law that requires the protection of federal documents that her intent was not to defraud or risk national security. How do you determine intent? But that's, he decided. And I just felt, when I heard it, I was just, what happened here?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you should bring up Justice Roberts, because that was my immediate thought as well. So we were trailing on the same thought. Dan, what, you know, relevant to intent, and I'm a simple guy. I just want to, you know, and this is the thing about, you know, going after the truth and the facts, because it's really, you know, it's a simple straight line, you know, and anything with the Clintons and Obama, you're on a rabbit trail, and you're going down holes that lead to nowhere, and it gets absolutely crazy.
Right.
But, you know, relevant to intent, my first thought is, like, all of a sudden she came home one day and, oh my gosh, there's an email server here. There's a computer here. I mean, that just happened. I mean, you had to have intent to have that installed, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, that's the first step. Now let's take it down through its natural, and using, you know, James Comey's words, reasonable, you know, any reasonable person would say, okay, I got a computer. Why would I want a computer? And it was noted in the in these investigations that she was warned by the president not to do this. So I think this thing, what happens is that Comey, it wasn't so much Hillary, you know, that she's too big to jail. It's just that everybody else, I mean, you're talking bringing down the entire Democratic Party into the White House, because this could have been absolutely crazy. But what drives me nuts, Dan, is that I'm talking like I'm a conspiracy nut here. And they did this to us. You know, this is what they left us with.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And I don't want to be flippant in my answer, Bill, but so what if we have to bring down the entire Democratic leadership? Either we're a country of laws or we're not a country of laws. And now I'm convinced that we're no longer a country of laws. Mm-hmm. We have people in judicial positions and in legal positions who are not only not interpreting the law, they're creating the law away from the legislative process.
Yeah.
I mean, Roberts, in his decision, was bogus in what he assumed. Comey, in his decision, first of all, he had no right to make that decision. But because he made that decision, he had to change the law. But he doesn't have the right to change the law. His job is to enforce the law. But nobody's talking about, that I can find, Bill, are talking about what you and I are just talking about, is that the fact that the director of the FBI has rewritten the federal law on the preservation of documents passed by the Congress.
Exactly.
And he's interpreting it by adding new language into the law in order to allow Clinton to escape.
Well, yesterday, prior to his announcement, when I was aware that Hillary was on the plane with Barack Obama to North Carolina, I said, hey, it's in. The fix is in. And we already know what's going to happen. There's no way the president, as you stated, there's no way he's going to be on the plane with Hillary Clinton if he had any idea that she might be indicted.
Yeah, and he, supposedly, Mr. Comey said to the reporters that he did not discuss with Loretta Lynch or the White House.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and the shame about this, Dan, is that everybody says in parentheses about James Comey, honorable guy, straight shooter, hardworking. He's got all kinds of integrity. I got to tell you, yesterday he took a big shot on his integrity armor, and I just, you know, my gut tells me James Comey didn't sleep very well last night.
Maybe he hasn't slept very well for many nights. But once he decided what his angle was going to be, you know, and the other thing, Bill, if in fact it's true that the FBI spent 3.5 hours with her on Saturday, July the 2nd, I'm amazed that the team, whatever the size of the team was, went through the evidence and decided that they couldn't prosecute her because of this intent and made that decision within one day. That, again, doesn't make sense to me that the bureaucracy of the government doesn't work that fast, Bill. Never done.
Right. Well, look how long it's taken them to do this investigation. They had over 100 people on it. And you're going to, yep. Dan, you and I, we get investigated and by the IRS. I mean, with one, maybe one and a half people, you know, do it, and they find something. I mean, I remember the one time that I got audited, and being in the radio business, I purchase headsets every year, okay? And it's on my taxes that I got these headsets and, you know, get them refreshed every year. Well, they were claiming that it wasn't a legitimate business expense. And that was after this big investigation, this audit, you know. I said, okay, whatever, you know, if you guys don't want to accept it, that's fine. I'm going to lose it. But, I mean, this is one and a half people. They found something on me. I mean, here you got over 100 FBI investigators, and I think part of the reason, to your point here, Dan, that it took them so long is they're wrestling with this deal, and they probably, you know, when they looked at it, they go, oh my gosh, this is criminal activity. Oh my goodness, we're talking the secretary, we're talking Clinton's, we're talking Hillary here, that we're going to have to indict, and oh, the buck doesn't stop there, it goes into the White House. And, oh, yes, this happens to be a political year. She's running for president. How do we do this? And I think part of the reason, to your point, that they spent so much time working through this, because, you know, it was endless. You're going, when are they going to come up and announce this deal? I think they just were all twisted up in knots, and finally they just finally figured, okay, and probably, you know, the president told Comey and called him up and says, hey, look, make the call, and this is the way it's going to be, and Comey had to hold his nose. You know, that's the deal. But anyway, we've got more to talk about on this issue. We're visiting with Dan Perkins, a domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com, trying to bring and offer some sort of reason, if that's even possible, with something so unreasonable. And more from Dan Perkins on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grace, you know the way you got me.
We're back with the America 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live, and Dan Perkins is with us, a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com. And, of course, we're talking what you're talking about, trying to feather this all this stuff out. Dan, how do we sort this out? I know this is has been troublesome, and you know, the text messages that I've been getting, phone calls, I mean, it's almost like the nation needs a therapist here right now.
Well, a couple of things I wanted to finish up with. There was a release of the transcript of Uma Abedin's testimony to deposition to the FBI. And in that transcript, she says, without question, that Hillary Clinton destroyed government documents. So there is an example where a senior staffer reported under oath to the FBI that the Secretary of State, while she was Secretary of State, purposely destroyed government documents. Now, that alone should have got her indicted, mm-hmm. but they refused to ignore that. That tells me, as you said earlier, there's something smelling in this deal. And I just think that it was, there are so many questions. My guess is, just a guess, Bill, mm-hmm. is that soon, I don't know how soon, but soon, there's going to start to be leaking of information from people involved, unnamed sources in this investigation that are going to bring out things that would have been kept quiet had they indicted her. Right. See, if they would have indicted her and taken her to a grand jury, all that stuff that's eventually going to come out indirectly would not have been able to come out. The staffers who were worked, the 100 agents who worked on this, who have their own opinions, would have been wanted to see what happens to the grand jury. Now that there's not going to be a grand jury, and she appears to have gotten away with this deal, I suspect that we're going to start seeing soon, maybe within a week, information is going to start be leaking. And you know how she used to talk about the emails, all the emails discussion were like little 1,000 paper cuts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's going to be information that's going to leak out that's going to be thousands of paper cuts, which is going to damage her. There is one positive out of this, believe it or not, Bill. I believe that so many people are outraged, including people who were anti-Trump, are going to change their mind and decide that this outrage can only be rectified if Hillary Clinton is defeated for president. And I think you're going to see a significant increase in the support for Donald Trump.
Well, again, what we saw happen in Europe with Brexit, you know, the attitude, mm-hmm. and this is something that's universal. You know, the little guy is having it with these elites that have, yes. you know, have done their own thing and have gotten away with all kinds of stuff for an endless number of years. And there right. is no question whatsoever that our government is so corrupt. And this is what has come out loud and clear. I mean, the people that still, you know, they're still drinking the Clinton, you know, grape juice, that's fine. You know, God bless them. You know, maybe some at some point you'll bring it, you know, you'll figure it out. But we even need them to get some connection with reality and what the truth is here.
Right.
You know, why would the FBI, you know, give Brian Pagliano a get out of jail card? Why would they, you know, if this is what we were going to come to, you know, if there was nothing there, why would they offer him exoneration going into this investigation? And even though afterwards, right. I guess he must have saw that things were going on. So over 125 times he pleads his fifth, even with yes. the get out of jail card.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's very frustrating. I thought there was a picture this morning on Drudge of Hillary at the campaign stop with the president. And there's a picture. He's normally speaking, Bill, mm-hmm. when the president of the United States speaks at a podium to put the presidential seal, John, mm-hmm. just before he speaks, after he's done, they take it down. In this photograph, they have Hillary standing in front of the presidential seal on the podium where she was in South Carolina yesterday. So again, it's showing her as the president. I think that our country, as you and I know it, can't survive under a 4-year or an 8-year term of Hillary Clinton, because she's going to name these justices of the Supreme Court who will be around for long past our lifetime, mm-hmm. and they're going to move this country so far to the left that we won't recognize it at all.
Well, you think about how much money she raised as a Secretary of State for the Clinton Foundation, all the quid pro quo right. stuff. And I understand, you know, people are saying, well, that's not exactly proven. Well, there's a lot of smoke there, okay? You know, Peter Schweizer mm-hmm. is not some, blogosphere nuthead. I mean, this guy's done incredible research, and then the movie's going to be coming out. So, you know, they ought to have some sort of forensic accounting expert come in and just give an estimate of how much money she raised in the Clinton Foundation, including all the foreign investments and everything else. Now, if she was able to leverage that kind of return on investment and in her position as Secretary of State, what do you think she's going to be able to do as the president? I mean, Bill Clinton, now his speeches, you know, as you know, most presidents, their average speeches probably go when they're post about, you know, 70, 80 grand. I mean, he was getting up to $750,000, $750,000 for his speech suddenly. And the only difference right. was that she became Secretary of State. Well, now she becomes right. president. I mean, does he start getting $1 million speeches now?
Oh, probably more than that. More than yeah. that. And it's a situation where I really believe this, Bill. I believe that the common man in England is what turned that Brit vote around.
Exactly.
I want to believe that the common man in this country and woman, regardless of their race or color or creed or national origin, mm. can smell the truth when it's in front of them, and they can smell lies too. And I just hope and pray that America understands how much they have been, and I know it's a harsh word to use, Bill, but how much they have been raped by these two people over their lifetime.
Well, and I think the bigger issue, after all is said and done here, Dan, is that the common man realizes that America is stronger when we're all strong, when we're unified. We have been the most bifurcated country in this 21st century between what they did with George Bush. This was all orchestrated by the media. They saw an Achilles heel. They went after it. And then, you know, all of a sudden everybody dug in. You had conservatives digging in. You had liberals digging in. And here's what we got. You know, 16 years down the road, you know, we're looking at $20 trillion in debt, maybe 21 by the time this president's administration is sealed up. And we are in absolute chaos right now. We cannot handle these big situations, whether it's a war, which, you know, again, you know, look at what's going on here. You know, Barack Obama's administration has blighted our military, Dan. This is deja vu all over again, what Clinton did to our country. And suddenly we had to go to war. And what did we have? I mean, and right now we're worse off than when Clinton left office. I mean, we're at, in some cases, you know, pre-World War II levels with our military armaments and that. I mean, this is very, very dangerous. And we're so vulnerable right now. And I'm sorry, I don't connect. And if Barack Obama was here, with all due respect, you know, for the office, I'd say, I don't understand how you can tell me that we're more safe today than when you took office. I don't get it. I just see ISIS, you know, spreading, metastasizing even more. The dangers abounding here domestically, the attacks here. Now, our security people are saying, hey, look, it's coming here. You know, what's that? You know, Orlando is just a portent. What we saw happen in Baghdad and what's been happening recently during Ramadan. Hey, get ready. You know, it's coming to America. There's going to be something absolutely humongous. And here we are. You know, we're a gathering people, whether it's football games, basketball games, big events, you know, marathons, whatever. You tell me we're not going to be taken advantage of. And that would not be, you know, something that they would absolutely go crazy over.
Yeah, I watched the coverage of the event in Orlando, and I watched Geraldo on Fox News on Sunday night. And in a very impassioned plea, he said to the American people, he said, look, wake up. These are ever-escalating events. And, yeah, there were 50 people killed here and hundreds were wounded. But it's going to pale by what's going to come across this border, what's going to come into this country. And that's what I talk about in my first book, in the terrorist perspective of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile.
Exactly.
Is that I try and help people understand that the Muslim faith requires violence to escalate in order to keep their constituency engaged in what it is they're doing. So I agree with Geraldo that it is only a matter of time where the next step is going to be not 100 people are going to die, but thousands, if tens of thousands, if not millions of people. It is only a matter of time. It isn't if, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time before ISIL or some terrorist group will bring nuclear weapons into the United States and detonate and kill millions of American people. It's going to happen.
What's the question here, Dan? More important than everything else is the very soul of this country. That is what the battle is over. You know, are we going to be a nation under God once again, or are we going to continue to see things according to our own eyes and continue on this path of destruction that we are on? And some would suggest that we are beyond the tipping point, and time will tell. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Dan. Dan, of course, a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com. Always good to have you with us, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling